The information provided to you on Crossroads of Health by its hosts or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect, with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melanie Martirana. And now it's time for Crossroads of Health.
Hello, and welcome to another fun and exciting episode of Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, always unscripted. I'm your host, Rick Simpson.
And I'm your co-host, Melody Martirana.
And we're so happy to be here with all of you. We hope that we just have millions and millions of people tuning in this week. Actually, we really have no idea. But anyway, but thank you for joining us. And we have a really exciting show for you this week. Each week, we bring you different content on different issues that you might be contending with biochemically in your body. So this week, we're talking about something that's personally near and dear to my heart.
And mine.
And there you go. Allergies, because my wife has allergies, had them her whole life, and it's something that affects millions and millions of people out there. So, in fact, to be more specific, Melody and I were talking about food allergies as opposed to environmental allergies, right,
this
Melody?
This is an environmental allergy issue.
We'll talk about food allergies in a different show when we talk about digestion, but food allergies, my wife, we deal with, you know, cat dander and pollens and all those kinds of things. Really, people that have allergies, they suffer a lot. My wife, she sneezes so much sometimes she can almost get herself sick just from allergic symptomology. So it's a really big issue. And we're not here to recommend Claritin or some other breather thing you should take. There are many natural things that you can do to help with your allergies. And I can tell you from my wife's personal experience that what we have to share can really help you, I think. So anyway, but before we get into all that, Melody needs to remind all of you how you can connect to us.
Well, you can find all of our connecting points in one hub, and that's at cohradio.com. For those of you who've been listening a long time, you may have us already saved under crossroadsofhealthradio.com, and that will still get you there. It all directs to the same place. So cohradio.com. That will also link you to the emeraldlabs.com website, which is our informational only website that has information about the products, more specific supplement facts, just lots of data that you can read through if you want to learn more about our product lines.
Yeah, there you go. So anyway, and we got a lot of exciting things going on with our social media as we progress here, as we evolve as a company, but we'll get into that more later in the show. But anyway, every week we have our talking points where we share interesting information, factoids, if that's really a word. But anyway, it's like guesstimate or stressor, as Cassie said, stress and pressure together. So we have a lot of factoids we like to share with all of you, things that we think might be helpful to all of you. So anyway, this week I have something that I felt relates to allergies, and it actually does, but it's kind of in the same family. And I, as a child, struggled with this, asthma. And before I get into the talking point, I should share that I used to have I had the steam machine by my bed, and I can sort of remember the box.
Was it like a breathing treatment?
Yeah, because I guess I had really bad asthma. I was not a healthy kid, as many of you out there know, but I remember one night, and maybe this is helpful to some of you, one night my dad used to go to this place called the Hot Dog Show, which I'm not a big fan of eating regular hot dogs that you get from
Hot Dog Show.
Yeah, it was in Studio City in the Valley here in Southern California, in Los Angeles. We used to live down the street from the mayor. That's before my dad, he wasn't good with money, before he lost all of our money. But anyway, we lived in this house, and he used to go to the Hot Dog Show. We had fast food many nights out of the week. And I remember thinking in my mind that there was a hot dog, a full size hot dog, that was stuck like a U in my throat. I had this picture in my mind. That's what I thought had happened, because I couldn't breathe. And my mom, I remember, said, okay, we need to go in the bathroom. And she turned on the shower, hot, and just started letting the steam, pour into the bathroom. And that sort of fixed the problem for me. But I just, I just remember not understanding what was going on and picturing this U-shaped hot dog stuck in my throat. It's sort of weird since you eat it in bites and how I would think that there's a whole hot dog there. But nevertheless.
So were you reacting? Like after, were you eating and then you started having an asthma attack?
You know, honestly, I don't know. Back then, I would have been five maybe.
Oh, you were little.
I was not a healthy kid. And that's why nutrition changed my life. So anyway, asthma is a very serious thing. I understand it. My daughters never really had real breathing issues. We did have a steam machine at one point for Courtney, but she might have had minor little issues. I think we had one next to her bed for a little while. But so if you ever have asthma, a hot shower with all that steam can be really helpful.
Yeah, but we always use vaporizers when the girls start. If they're sick, put a vaporizer in the room.
Yeah, it really, really does help. Just breaks that stuff up. So anyway, but regarding asthma, something that more official that was written, I'll share with you. Approximately 1 in 12 people in the United States and an estimated 300 million people worldwide suffer from this airway disorder. It is the most common chronic disease in childhood, affecting an estimated 7 million children. Common symptoms include shortness of breath, chest pain or tightness, mucus production, wheezing, and coughing. The increase in environmental allergens, food preservatives and contaminants, obesity, and elevated stress levels are thought to be reasons why asthma rates have risen among children. Conventional medications such as inhalers are effective in managing asthma, but they do not treat the actual triggers of asthma. There are many different causes of asthma, and the root causes need to be treated to prevent flare-ups and to reduce one's susceptibility. Holistic approaches are very effective in treating the triggers of asthma. If you're having an acute asthma attack or trouble with long-term asthma control, make sure to consult with your doctor. So that's always sort of a caveat there. But some of the natural things that you can do, I want to share with all of you. We have our magnesium product, which we're going to have on special this week. Because magnesium is a muscle relaxant. And if you take 500 to 1,000 milligrams of magnesium, it relaxes the bronchial muscles of the respiratory tract. Studies show that children with higher blood levels of magnesium have a lower risk of asthma. So that's helpful. And our magnesium, there's really nothing like it. It's pure Albion chelate magnesium, something you should really consider.
Well, and the great thing is, too, is that if you have to take those higher servings of it, you want it to be in this Albion chelated form, because otherwise higher doses of cheaper forms of magnesium could send you run into the bathroom.
Not pretty, not good. That's my daughter's. I'm trying to get him to take the pure Albion chelated. And they're like, well, because before, I guess I'll digress for a minute, as my daughters always laugh when I use that word digress. But just, there is a magnesium out there that's touted as an Albion chelated magnesium. And it's one that I was buying for that reason before we made ours. But in the other ingredients at the bottom of the Supfex panel, one of the other ingredients is magnesium oxide. Well, first of all, it's illegal to put an active constituent like magnesium oxide in the other ingredient panel. It has to be in the upper panel in the Supfex, but they put it down in the other ingredients. So it really isn't a pure Albion chelated magnesium product. It's that and mag oxide, which is why my daughters had the experience that they did. Now that we manufacture our pure Albion chelated magnesium, I can tell you I've taken up to 800 milligrams of that a day and I have no bowel issues at all, which means you're absorbing a tremendous amount of it and you're not having those bowel issues. So really there's nothing like, as far as I know, in the marketplace, magnesium like ours. Beyond that, also pycnaginol, taking 1 milligram per pound of body weight, the supplement pycnaginol has a natural anti-inflammatory benefit for the respiratory system. And I want to, there was a study, a randomized placebo-controlled double-blind study involving 60 subjects ages 6 to 18 was conducted over a period of 3 months. Researchers found that those who took the supplement pycnaginol had significantly improved lung function and asthma symptoms compared to those who took a placebo. The study was published in the Journal of Asthma. And then there's one other study that I did want to talk about. This one involves vitamin D, because vitamin D is such a big issue out there. And it says several studies have shown an association between low vitamin D levels and asthma prevalence in symptoms in children. There have also been studies done with adults that show an association between decreased blood vitamin D levels and decreased lung function and response to asthma medications. Now, I want to take a minute just to talk about vitamin D. Vitamin D, if you run your blood work, You want to ask the doctor always to please measure your vitamin D levels. Now, vitamin D is measured in nanograms per milliliter, NL per ml. And the range is usually 30 to 100. So the doctor will say, oh, you're in range. You're 32 or you're 31. Mm. Now, my wife and daughters, they come in the 30s usually. But there is quite a bit of research and always newly developing research that shows that people with vitamin D levels over 50 have a much greater chance of not being subject to cancer and other things. I forget all the studies, but there was one in relation to breast cancer. People with vitamin D levels over 50, their risk went way down. So it's just, it's always good to have your vitamin D levels over 50, not within the range 30 to 100. So, and again, with the asthma, I didn't even know about this study till I read it. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. Cause I take 12,000 IUs of vitamin D a day. Now that's me. I'm not recommending everybody does that, but anyway.
Yeah, when Dr. Stengler ran my blood work, that was the one thing that he said I was low on was the vitamin D. And of course, we all work, you know, in offices, not necessarily stepping out and getting sunshine. So that's something that I also supplement in addition. I take 5,000 a day, including what's in my high potency multi.
It's really important. And one last thing on the asthma, we're going to talk about quercetin more with allergies, but this was an interesting thing. Dr. Stengler writes, 500 to 2,000 milligrams daily. Quercetin is useful for its anti-inflammatory and anti-allergy benefits. So you can take 500 to 1,000 milligrams three times daily if you're struggling with asthma. So there's a lot of things besides Claritin or some other medication, some breather that you might be taking that can be very helpful if you or your children are suffering from asthma. So there you go. And as usual, we're out of time for segment one. So Melody will do her talking point when we come back for segment two of Crossroads of Health.
There are lots of good reasons to take a good quality multivitamin. Even the best eating plans can fall short of meeting all of the necessary nutrients you need each day. Emerald Labs offers different multivitamin formulas with specialty men's, women's, and prenatal formulas to meet individual needs. Each formula contains coenzyme activated forms of B2, B6, and folic acid, Albion minerals, the gold standard in mineral chelates, vitamin K2 as MK7. Folic acid is one of the standout nutrients in these formulas. 46% of the U.S. population does not process folic acid properly, putting them at greater risk for premature heart attack and stroke, depression, and even schizophrenia. Taking a once-daily multivitamin is an easy way to help fill in small nutritional gaps. Learn more about Emerald Lab's science-based multivitamin formulas by going to www.supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Also available at Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, and other fine health stores nationwide.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melody Martirana.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health Radio, where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, always unscripted. I'm your host, Rick Simpson. And before the break, I was sharing a talking point about asthma, and Melody has a talking point to share. But if you are just tuning in, we want to remind you that you can go to cohradio.com. It's kind of a hub where you can connect to all of our social media there. You can connect to Emerald Labs. You can connect to everything kind of from there. So anyway, check it out, cohradio.com. Our social media, Instagram, we are at COH Radio, and Facebook is facebook.com/COH Radio. You can tell I'm practicing each week. I'm getting better at this. So, and I know we have our I'm Free campaign, and this is something you can connect to through our cohradio.com website. And that's something where if you give us a testimonial, we will and send it in. We will gladly give you a free bottle of product, because we're trying to build more consumer experiences, the experiences you're having with our products, the positive benefits. And so we have absolutely no problem giving you a free bottle of product if you send in your testimonial. But I'm practicing. Melody probably has more to share about the I'm Free campaign than I have just told you. So go right ahead, Melody.
Well, like you said, Rick, with the testimonials, that's kind of been an ongoing thing that we've always done over the years. You know, we're a science-based company. These formulas are backed by science. However, nothing helps people more than knowing that somebody that they know, that they love, that a real human being, not just a, you know, scientific study has shown products to be effective. So we really appreciate your testimonials. We appreciate you taking the time to do that. On cohradio.com, there's a link over to the Emerald Labs website where you can enter in your testimonial. There's a little form there. And at certain points, we will do giveaways, such as you might get an extra I'm Free of Additives shirt to go with your free bottle. And then there's also giveaway campaigns as well that are focused on the social media, which you can link to through cohradio.com. You can get to our Facebook, to our Instagram from there as well. But, you know, I do want to get into my talking point. And it's funny, Rick, because you talked about when you had asthma as a kid, you sort of imagined this upside down, like U-shaped hot dog stuck in your throat. And my talking point is about asthma being triggered by processed meats.
And I can tell you those hot dogs I ate were not, they were full of nitrates and nitrites and everything bad that we don't want. So this will actually be really interesting.
It is. So the asthma trigger hidden in your lunch. Asthma? Really? I've heard that a few times over the years. Most folks believe asthma is something you get when you're young and that if you're a little older and haven't had it, you're in the clear. But that's just not true. There are more than 2 million older Americans battling asthma right now. Many developed the condition as an adult, and some even got it in their senior years. No matter when in life you first got asthma, the key to beating it is the same. Avoid the triggers. Now, the latest research confirms one big trigger I've warned my own patients about. This is Dr. Stengler talking. You won't hear about this from this one from your doc. It's not in the glossy brochures hanging on his wall, and there's no drug to counteract it. It's meat. Specifically, processed meats like lunch meats and sausages can trigger attacks, worsen the symptoms, and even cause the disease to spiral out of control over the years. The study out of France, where the charcuterie is often part of any decent dinner spread, finds that the more of those meats you eat, the worse your asthma and your overall lung function are. The 10-year study finds that some of the worst symptoms of all develop in folks who have 4 servings a week. That's not a lot of meat. A single serving in this study is just 2 slices of ham, so 4 servings is 8 slices, or what most folks put on a single sandwich. And just that small amount is enough to make you 76% more likely to battle worsening asthma, according to the new study in the journal Thorax. Naturally, folks who eat the most of these foods also tend to be more overweight or even obese. And that, too, is a major risk factor for worsening asthma. But the research team also ran the numbers again without the overweight folks included. The results? The same. Clearly, there is something in those meats that your airways don't like. It may not be the meat itself, but the preservatives and other ingredients used in the processing. Those same chemicals can do more to worsen your asthma. They can lead to obesity, heart disease, and more. They've even been linked repeatedly to cancer. Even if you don't have asthma, it's best to avoid processed meats. While you're at it, ditch processed anything. Processed foods, especially foods with preservatives, flavor enhancers, sugars, and even most grains can all trigger asthma and other chronic health problems. And if that's not enough reason, they're also downright bad for the rest of your body too. Go natural instead. I know, Rick, like you've always been a big advocate for make sure it's nitrate free. So there are more companies producing meats that are a little more natural, maybe organic, grass-fed beef that it shows no nitrates on there. So if you're going to go for those things, just try and go for the better versions and then just limit your intake.
Absolutely. And there are many more. And cured meats is what I was going to say. It's yes. The cured meats. It's the bacon, the ham, the pepperoni, sausage, all that kind of stuff. That's the stuff where you find the nitrates and the nitrites. And I, for years, don't take nitrates and nitrites because they restrict oxygen flow in the body, which is kind of interesting for asthma. I don't know how that biochemical relationship might work. But, you know, me always being in cardiovascular fitness since I was in high school, I'm like, I need every bit of oxygen I can get when I'm trying to, because I wouldn't call myself a runner. I just like to do cardiovascular fitness, but I don't want to do anything that restricts my oxygen flow. So now I know my wife, she goes to Trader Joe's. And again, I always say these companies, they don't pay us. I just share what we do as a family, but my wife, sometimes she makes what we call BLTCAs, bacon, lettuce, tomato, cheese, avocado.
Oh my gosh. So, yeah. So, your family is like total. That is how I do this too. John is a total traditional BLT guy, and I'm like, nope, I want cheese and avocado on that bad boy too.
Exactly. So when we make Blatsies, BLTCs, whatever you want to call them, so we use bacon from Trader Joe's, and when you cook it, it's got to be crispy, it's got to have a little snap to it, but it is delicious. But first thing I asked my wife, I said, no nitrates, no nitrites. She goes, well, of course not. So you can get more and more of these products that are free of nitrates and nitrites, but look at the label, because you really don't want to eat that stuff if you can avoid it. So cured meats, not so good, but doesn't mean you need to avoid them totally. Just look for the better meats that don't have all those preservatives in them. Anyway, we do want to get into allergies, the environmental allergies. As I said, my wife suffers from these a lot. I want to just read a little bit on some allergies just so we can sort of lay a little foundation here. So an allergic reaction occurs when the immune system misinterprets a normally non-toxic substance, such as grass, pollen, a detergent, or a certain food, as a harmful invader. The immune system then responds to this perceived threat, called an allergen, by releasing substances called histamines, hence the antihistaminic effect of certain things. So histamines produce a wide range of bodily reactions, including respiratory and nasal congestion, increased mucus production, skin rashes and welts, and headache. In the case of an actual threat to the body in the form of, say, a flu virus, these reactions would form an important line of defense against the invader, helping to trap it and expel it and encouraging you to rest and recover. But during the false alarm of an allergic response, the body overreacts to an otherwise harmless agent. Most allergens are found in either the environment or in food. Environmental allergens include pollen. Reactions to pollen are often called hay fever, mold, animal dander, dust, feathers, insect venom, certain cosmetics and household products, and metals. When the environmental allergens are removed or make their seasonal disappearance, the body returns to normal. If the allergens are not removed, the immune system will continue its artificially high state of alert. In these cases, the allergic response can develop into chronic allergic rhinitis, in which the nasal passages remain persistently inflamed. This is what I think my wife Julie deals with.
And that's what
it's not.
Same here.
It's not good. So why some people develop allergies to certain substances and others do not remains unclear. It does seem that certain allergic responses, such as hay fever, have a genetic basis. An excess accumulation of mucus in the body, which attracts and stores the irritant, also contributes to or causes allergic responses. In addition, stress and generally depressed immune system may contribute to the severity of allergies. So, and this is kind of really what my wife Julie deals with, is that what she notices when she's run down, then she's more subject, her allergies are worse, or if she has a sneezing attack and then she doesn't get enough sleep, it's a vicious cycle. So, and this is why this week we're also going to be talking about adrenal health just a little bit, because supporting your overall ability to handle stress and your energy levels is very important. And I'm going to mention too, we're not going to put deep immune on special this week, but you know, when I have historically fought something, there was not too long ago, there was a virus going around and our whole family got it. And I will tell you, the Deep Immune, it really helped us to fight that virus. So just in regards to overall immune function, that's just a little plug for Deep Immune on the side. But anyway, we're out of time again for segment two of Crossroads of Health. So please stay tuned and we'll be right back for segment three of Crossroads of Health.
You probably don't think about your adrenal glands often, but they play an incredibly important role in your health nonetheless. Many people need adrenal support, as our adrenals are constantly challenged through many factors, primarily stress, poor diet, caffeine consumption, and lack of exercise. The adrenal glands are responsible for regulating stress response in the body by producing the hormones associated with metabolism, balance, energy levels, memory, circulation, blood pressure, sex drive, and immunity. Adrenal Health by Emerald Labs is a raw, whole food-based formula with prebiotics, enzymes, and probiotics. Therapeutic doses of a synergistic blend of the activated forms of B vitamins and botanical extracts that have been helpful to support energy levels, promote mental clarity, and to help offer superior adrenal gland support. To learn more about adrenal health by Emerald Labs, visit supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Emerald Adrenal Health can also be found at finer health stores nationwide. Emerald, the additive-free company.
Visit www.supplements.one to receive a special listener discount off the lines offered at supplements.one. Also, tune in each week to save an additional discount by entering the weekly code Rick and Melody Share on the highlighted products of the week.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, always unscripted. I'm your host, Rick Simpson, here with your co-host, Melody Marcherana. And this week, we are talking about environmental allergens and allergies. This is a big, big issue for many, many Americans out there and many people around the world. So it's something you really want to listen in for. We've got a lot of good integrative things that you can do to help your allergies without going down the prescription med route, if at all avoidable. But before we get into all that, we want to remind those, if you're just tuning in, you can go to cohradio.com. That's our hub. You can connect to our social media there. You can connect to Emerald Labs, where many of our products come from. You can connect to all kinds of different things from there. Our social media, if you're on Instagram, at COH Radio, we're posting there every single day. We have cool stuff like testimonials. We got some fun pictures. I think recently we posted some of when I was in China with guys selling mangosteens and fun stuff. So we're just trying to make it fun for all of you. If you're on Facebook, you can go to facebook.com/COH Radio. Please join us on our social media. We know you, all of you guys have people that trust you. And you trust us, so we want your friends to also trust us. So if you would, please follow us. We're trying to build our following. We're trying to build our community because we care about you guys, and we want to provide information and products to you guys. A lot of things we do just to try and help you as much as we can. Speaking of which, this week, our code is MAKEUP. At the end of the show, we do our Getting to Know You. This week, you are going to get an additional 50% off every product that we are talking about this week. That gives you these products at below wholesale prices. They're already offered at 10% below retail, then another 50 below that. So you're basically buying them at below the price that most of our health food stores buy them at, because we want to help you and we want you to have access to these products. Going to hand it right over to Melody, because she has some kind of personal allergy stories I think she wants to tell.
Well, you know, I have been an allergy sufferer as long as I can remember. I've always had serious environmental allergies. I remember I used to sit in class when it was allergy season, and I always had to have like pocket Kleenex next to me. And if I would get a sneezing attack, it was so embarrassing to be in class in elementary school and just, achoo, achoo, just like sneezing, and I couldn't stop. It would just be like, you know, and then even like I couldn't go run the track out on the field.
Wow.
Because the grass, especially if they were mowing the grass, oh I had goodness. Serious problems with that. I remember I did a jogathon one time, and I was so determined to do this. And it wasn't really a grassy track, but it was super dusty. And I ran my heart out because I had people sponsoring me per lap. And by the time I got done, I mean, I could barely open my eyes. I was covered in hives. So I know personally how well this product works. And I was just telling Rick, you know, during the break that, you know, recently at one of the last trade shows that we worked, I was having major histamine response going on. And it actually, I was getting sick as it turned out. But Dr. Stengler was actually there, and I was talking to him, and I said, hey, you know, I've taken all four. I usually take up to 8 a day. And he's like, you know what, while you're dealing with this, take the four, take a couple more every couple hours. And then he actually told me to also get a saline wash for my nose, like a little spray. So I ran over to the clear booth. They don't pay us either, but I sprayed, you know, I got that, and he's like, hey, get one for me too. So I got these little nasal sprays, and that did start to help. But I can tell you this, the allergy season that we're seeing this year is like none other. Like, there's super blooms in Southern California in addition to Santa Ana winds. And so this is a product that if you really suffer, it can really help cut through that. But I've taken all the allergy stuff out there. I've taken Claritin. I used to get given dosed with Benadryl and I'd pass out. But I Dimetapp and all that stuff. I was given all that junk when I was a kid. And really, truly, nothing has ever worked as well for me. So, like, I do a combination of allergy and the deep immune together because that really, really helps.
Well, and let me say, there's a few other things with Julie and allergies. I mean, she has taken this allergy health product, and her mom has cats. She has real severe cat allergies. And so whenever we go to her mom's house, she takes 4 allergy health before we go. And if we do that, she can pretty much ride it out, and she's okay. But towards the end, she can tell it's starting to, she's sneezing more. But it has just helped her tremendously. And I want to mention one other thing. Years ago, when Julie had a lot of impacted mucus up in her sinuses, Dr. Singer said you can do an N-acetylcysteine liquid that you run through a nebulizer, which I had never heard of before. Now, we have NAC in our allergy health, and I just, we're going to get into the formula. I guess we'll start getting into it right now. But the NAC, it actually, what it does is it thins out the mucus in your sinuses so that it can drain more easily. But unfortunately, the NAC liquid that you get from the pharmacy, you have to have a prescription for it. And I don't know why, but Dr. Singer wrote a prescription for us. So we went and bought a nebulizer, and she put the NAC in the nebulizer, and she just, he says, you just breathe it in. And it's kind of like, I guess it's kind of like a neti pot in a sense. It's just all that, it just thins out all the mucus. It starts draining out of the sinuses. Now, I remember Julie, when she had the nebulizer, a little bit ran up into her eye. And so since NAC is very it's a sulfur-based amino acid, it's kind of acidic, I think her eye got all inflamed. And I'm like, what happened? She goes, oh, I must have, you know, just nebulizing her eye.
Oh,
so you got to be real careful. But anyway, but that's just kind of a side thing that I never knew about. But nebulizer, NAC, kind of interesting. But it is in the allergy health, so it's a little more passive because it has to go through the gut. But that helps to thin out the mucus. And then, of course, there's all kinds of other things in the allergy health that we want to talk about. But that's the NAC part. So what else do we have, Melody?
Well, you know, I think that, like, the powerhouse driver in this formula is the quercetin. Like, this, again, I keep saying this, kitchen sink products. Like, Dr. Stangler really threw everything in this formula to surround all the various issues with allergens and histamine reaction. But the thing with the quercetin is that in a full serving of 4 capsules, you're getting 1,000 milligrams. In a lot of the natural allergy support formulas out there, you're only getting about 250, maybe 350 milligrams. The difference that you feel from that 1,000 milligrams is incredible. You know, and like I said, most of the time when I take 4 of these at once within 30 minutes, like histamine reaction, it's like it stops. It's like putting out a fire. You know, but that's because there are significant therapeutic amounts of these in here. There's also bromelain in here, and bromelain's a pineapple enzyme, and that actually helps to prevent the mucus from getting thick and sticky. So that's really good also for supporting, like, if you've got like that sinus and nasal swelling, that really helps with
and
that.
Let me chime in on the bromelain, because people don't understand about bromelain. Bromelain is measured in GDUs, gelatin digesting units. Most consumers don't know this. And this is the problem when you're trying to read a label, you go, I don't know what that means. Well, it's cost for as a manufacturer, but you can get a very low GDU bromelain. I think you could maybe get 100 GDU bromelain, which is very inexpensive. Ours is a 1200 GDU product. So it's a very expensive bromelain, but it's going to be very effective. And so somebody might say, well, we'll give you, you know, we're giving you 250 milligrams of the 1200 GDU. They might give you 250 milligrams of the 60 GDU. Well, that's, you know, 5% of what we're giving you. So you gotta be aware of these things. And honestly, most people in the health food stores, many of them are not going to know this. And that's why we hope that you'll listen to our radio show so we can educate you. Being a manufacturer, we have a lot more knowledge about the raw materials, but we want to give you an effective product that's really going to help you. Because at the end of the day, you know, you're spending your hard-earned money, and we want to make sure you're going to get the right results.
Yeah, that is so important, because they're not all raw materials are created equal. And so, you know, there's things that we can't make everything, but we make, you know, over 100 products at this point. And the formulas that we do offer, you know, that you're going to get those therapeutic doses, clinical results. Dr. Stangler has vetted these for use in his clinic. You know, he formulates for us. And then Rick, you know, he personally chooses all of these raw materials and the raw material suppliers that we work with. Everything's tested out. It's just everything is done the best possible way we can from beginning to end, because it doesn't matter what you take. It matters what you absorb and what's actually going to work. The most expensive thing that you can pay for is something that's not going to work for you.
Exactly.
So,
and this was a personal product for me because of Julie. I mean, I've never had allergies in my life, but when I married her, I was like, wow, this is real serious. And,
yeah.
And she just suffers sometimes. And this product has been such a help for her. So anyway.
And John doesn't have allergies either, but it seems like both of my daughters do.
And Courtney does, my oldest daughter, but Cassidy does not. So it and that is one side note is, as we read earlier, allergies can often be genetic. So it's not something that you did wrong as a parent. You know, now it can be something that happened after they were born, but genetics plays a role. And then one other thing I was going to mention is allergies can stem from chronic antibiotic use, because when you use antibiotics when the child is young, then you destroy the gut ecology of the good guys, the Acetophilus and B. bifidus bacteria in the large and small intestine. Then that gives rise to yeast overgrowth, which can then lead to leaky gut syndrome, where you're getting complex food particles, molecularly speaking, into the bloodstream, which causes allergic symptoms. So keeping the right gut ecology is very important. And that's kind of a separate show. But having probiotics, when you take antibiotics, you want to make sure you are re-inoculating the gut with the good bacteria. And if you have questions about this, you can certainly email us, you can call, or you know, we'll do shows that'll talk more about that. But probiotics, really, really important, which is why the Emerald products, so many of them have therapeutic dosages of probiotics built into every single formula.
The raw whole food blend that you see, you're getting that in every one of those condition-specific formulas. Right. Now, there's also in here Ibrate, and that actually helps with sinus issues, hay fever, like I said that I suffered from, coughing associated with allergic reactions. There's nettle leaf to help your body deal with anything that's airborne. And then vitamin C, too, and in the calcium ascorbate form, which is the non-acidic form of it. It's been buffered. It's far more gentle on the system. There are some people that believe that if you take the more acidic version of it, even there's lots of really good studies on ascorbic acid, but the calcium buffering, actually not putting something acidic into your system, also helps to ensure theoretically that it's not going to pull calcium from your body when it's trying to base itself. So that's another reason why you would want to take a buffered C versus a more acidic version of vitamin C.
Go, you remind me of some reading that I did years ago where in the food supply, you'll find vitamin C with some measure of calcium. So your body's always looking for kind of a homeostatic balance. So there are things where if you just take calcium, it might leach magnesium. If you just take magnesium, if theoretically, if you're already in balance in your body, then it might leach calcium. So I do remember some, I don't know if it was a study or something I read, but where you want to have the 50 milligrams with the 500 milligrams of the vitamin C, because it will leach calcium. So again, that's kind of anecdotal at this point, but it is kind of interesting. Well, that.
I had heard I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off,
no.
But.
Oh, that's fine. Go ahead. Just cut me off anytime. No.
No, I had heard a study about how when ascorbic acid was taken in, anything that was eliminated as waste actually left the body as calcium ascorbate. So that potentially means that it could be pulling calcium from your body.
There you go.
Now,
I'm sorry. I actually did mean to cut you off there because we're out of time. I was just waiting for that one. Anyway, no, we are actually really out of time. So please stay tuned. We'll be right back for the final segment of Crossroads of Health Radio.
Let's face it, whether seasonal or year-round, allergies just aren't fun and can take a toll on our quality of life. Allergies are a very common health problem, and approximately 1 out of 5 people in the United States are affected by hay fever. With this condition, substances in the environment, such as grass or tree pollens, can be a real challenge and is usually seasonal. Some people react year-round to things, such as dust mites, pet dander, or mold. Common symptoms include sneezing, runny nose, congested sinus, watery and/or itchy eyes, sleep problems, and a variety of other health problems. Allergy Health by Emerald Labs is a raw, whole food-based formula with therapeutic dosages of synergistic nutrients that have been shown to improve symptoms of allergy season-related challenges caused by natural pollen, airborne pollutants, and other related allergens. You can find the Emerald line of products at finer health stores nationwide or online at www.supplements.one. That's supplements.one.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melody Martirana.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. I'm your host, Rick Simpson, here with your co-host, Melody Martirana. And if you are just tuning in, we want to remind you that you can check us out at cohradio.com, cohradio.com. It's a hub where you can connect to Emerald Labs, you can connect to our social media. We do want to remind all of you about our partner affiliate that sells all of our products every day on the internet at 10% below MSRP, manufacturer suggested retail price, if you don't know what MSRP stands for. And that is supplements.one, supplements.one. Check it out. That's where you can get all of our products every day. That's where you can type in your coupon code and you can get the 50% off all the products that we're offering this week if you type in the code MAKEUP. So check that out too. And over the break, Melody, even though I said we weren't going to put DeepMe on special, guess what? We are putting DeepMe on special. And no, we didn't plan this out. No, this is all on the fly. But I love DeepImmune. And she said, can we please put it on special? I said, sure. So anyway, so this week, Melody will tell you, but it's going to be allergy, adrenal health, camu camu, magnesium, and immune health. And Melody will recap that at the end of the show.
Yeah. And if it's too much to remember too, just you can always go to cohradio.com. And on that page, it will list the products for the week.
There you go. So I think Melody's got something else she wants to talk about. So go right ahead, my friend.
Well, before the break, I think we always have a really good flow with our banter. But before the break, I was like, oh, I just interrupted you. And it made me think of, I was the interrupting cow. And it's my daughter's favorite joke right now. And both of them tell it. One of them tells it better than others. You can guess. One's three, one's five. The five-year-old has a better grasp on it. But it goes, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting cow.
Interrupting cow?
Moo.
Who? Oh, there you go. Okay.
So anyways, I was the interrupting cow.
By the way, I would never call Melody an interrupting cow. But since she said it, that's fine. But anyway, I'm wise enough to not do such things. I know we have at least one more product we want to talk about, which is our Camu Camu. Melody, she loves this product. And I'm going to let her talk about it.
Well, the Camu Camu, the great thing about it is that, you know, for people who are really wanting to get that food sourced form of vitamin, this is a very rich form of naturally occurring vitamin C. And our Camu Camu comes in capsules and in powder, but it is 20% vitamin C. So for every 1,000 milligrams of Camu Camu that you're taking, you're getting 200 milligrams of naturally occurring vitamin C. But there are so many other great antioxidants in there. There's also Camu Camu often also contains, you know, some portion of iron, niacin, riboflavin, phosphorus, potassium, beta carotene, calcium, and amino acids like leucine, serine, thiamine, and valine. So valine. So all of these things are really great, and they can actually help your body to, you know, fight off inflammatory factors, just deal with overall immune support. So highly recommend the Camu Camu.
It's a great product, and we just, yeah, it's a natural source of vitamin C. I mean, some people just don't want just the calcium ascorbate, and it's just a whole food-based product. So anyway, we have a lot of those cool superfoods.
Well, and you know what's great, too, is if you use the powder, you can actually put a little scoop of that powder in smoothies if you do smoothies in the morning, and it's got that really nice tart. It really does have like a citrusy kind of flavor. So just...
Yes, you can. By the way, Camu Camu, it does change. The color of the powder will change sometimes. Sometimes it'll be more pinkish. Sometimes it'll be more white. Sometimes a little bit more brown. That's just due to where it all comes from South America. Well, ours all comes from South America, but it depends on the time of year when it's harvested. So just be aware some of those natural products' color can change from time to time. So anyway, we want to get into our talking points. No, we want to get into our getting to know you. We already did the talking points. That's why it's always unscripted. Anyway, so what do we have this week, Melody?
All right. So the code is MAKEUP, a subject very near and dear to my heart.
Not me, but hey, but I do have a story to share. Anyway, going back to when Julie and I first got married. Well, before we got married, you know, I've never been married before. So we have a bachelor party. Well, I'm not into all the typical debauchery. That's just not, my wife and I are Christians, and I just didn't want to do that, and I had no desire for any of that. So I said, well, why don't we go to the river? We're in California. There's Lake Havasu. There's the Colorado River. There's a place below Lake Havasu called Parker. And for those of you that know Parker, it's a cool place. You got to kind of be careful. Guys get kind of, they drink too much and they get a little crazy on the river, but I just love the the area. It's beautiful, red rocks and the river. And so I said, let's go to Parker. We'll go water skiing. So we stayed in a house in what's known as the Keys. It's like a, it's kind of like just little like water alleyways. And so we stayed in there. And so for my bachelor party, they said, guess what you get for your bachelor party? I said, oh, what? And they said, we're going to paint your toenails and fingernails bright pink. I'm like, oh, great. And so they did a very nice job. They're very neat, very all in the lines. And then we were going to go up to the Roadrunner for breakfast one morning. And I was like, well, I need to put my shoes on. They were like, no shoes. No, you may wear your flip-flops, but no shoes. So we took the boat and parked the boat up there. You got sort of those kind of river kind of people there, okay? And they just, they're not really into guys with pink nail polish. So anyways, it all went okay. I just got up there, ordered my breakfast, and you know, it's all, you just got to act like you belong there. So anyway, and then I went home and I asked my fiance before I got married, I said, hon, can you please remove this? So she graciously did. So there you go.
With that's her nail polish remover.
Yes, that's all. That's how it was.
For those of you who don't know, I am a makeup artist. So I've been doing that for well over 10 years. And I just recently had the pleasure of doing makeup for your oldest daughter recently.
Yes, Courtney.
Courtney.
And she hasn't worn much makeup ever. So yeah. And she's almost 18. We're probably maybe overly conservative, but Melody, we always knew Melody would be the one that would educate them on makeup because Melody's an expert.
Which I so appreciated. So I got to spend time with her, and I always go through skincare, and I work with really natural products too. So base, but I have to tell you, your daughter is so gorgeous. And as soon as she was all done, ready to go, one of the gals in here did her hair while I did her makeup. And so we just glam squatted her. She totally looked like Taylor Swift to me. And I was like, I'm like, oh my gosh, your daughter looks like Taylor Swift. I'm sure she probably doesn't listen to Taylor Swift or whatever, but I was like, wow, such a little glam doll. But I've been doing makeup for a long time, and I just love that you can do, Rick and I were talking about this because Rick's not a big makeup guy, you know,
I'm a minimalist for my wife because she's a minimalist with makeup. But, you know, hey, it's, everybody has different things. And Julie's always just worn basically eyeliner, and I like that about her. But Courtney, she looked beautiful, and she really did look, I don't follow Taylor Swift, but I was like, you look, yeah, because I remember seeing pictures on the internet and I go, wow, you do look like her.
But it was just really fun because I've known this kid since she was about 7 years old. So,
well, is that really?
It's been okay. Seven. Right, yeah, okay. Because I've been working with you for 10 years now. Wow, so it was kind of like getting to do makeup on a niece. And so Rick said to go ahead and post that picture of her. But with all of that, I mean, I think we've ran ourselves out of time.
We have. And, you know, Courtney, she might be mortified, but I'm going to post it. Well, Melody's going to post it anyway. And I'm just going to tell her, sorry, it's being posted. So anyway. So
with that code, you can make up. You can save 50% off of the already 10% discounted price on Camu Camu, Deep Immune, Magnesium, Adrenal Health, and of course, Allergy Health.
There you go. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Crossroads Health. Please join us again next week for another fun and exciting episode of Crossroads of Health.